When construction crews leave at the end of the day, urban treasure hunters descend on Logan's 200 East to scan the debris for coins or other tokens left behind and buried for decades.
Now, what you're hearing right now is all the iron in the ground. I have it wide open, completely wide open for all metal mode, and I can change the sensitivity and the discrimination.
Shane West of Ogden heard about the 200 East project and came to Logan equipped with a high-end metal detector and hand shovel to see what he could find beneath the old sidewalks. He says some of Utah's older neighborhoods can be treasure troves of old silver coins and other relics. On Wednesday night, three people armed with detectors walked up and down the dirt paths that had been covered with sidewalks just a few days before.
A lot of these houses were built in the early 1900s, so we were under the impression that this could have been an old carriage path.
After a couple hours in the dirt, West walked away with a few prizes.
I found a 1907 Barber quarter and a 1913 Barber dime. A couple of my other buddies have found, you know, about five other silver coins. I found quite a few wheat pennies, and there's some odds and ends stuff here and there. Today I found a cool little bell. You can, you can just tell how old that is. It's a brass bell. It's not perfect by any stretch, so it's a little bit older. Most of the treasure hunters that metal detect are looking for those elusive silver coins or those elusive gold dollars, you know, or the almighty, Mormon gold coin.
There was such a thing. It's estimated around 7,500 of the coins were minted.
They only made a few years of it. I want to say it was 1846 to 1850, somewhere in there, and they made certain denominations of gold coins that Brigham Young had minted so that the LDS that were established here wouldn't go into the mountains and dig for gold. So that was their currency here in Utah, but finding those is slim to none. You know, they're hard to find.
Experts say the gold Mormon coin is one of the most unusual, non-government-issued coins out there, and collectors will pay big money to get one.
The hottest coin that there is the 1849 $10 gold coin. In a poor shape, if it's an authentic gold coin, it's worth about $120,000. In mint state, which I'm sure the church might have a few of them hidden away, it's in the $1 million range.
But with big jackpots far and few between, West says the fun of metal detecting is just the thrill of the hunt.
One of my favorite finds is an 1876 Carson City seated Liberty dime. You find them, but they're hard to find. I've also found a 1939 Walking Liberty half dollar, which I was giddy when I found that. Also, right in here, I found a cashmere boutique, Colgate is what it said on it, and it was rouge from the 1920s, with the rouge still in it.
He and his friends got permission to search the 200 East sidewalk paths. He says interest in metal detecting has been growing in recent years.
This is a fun hobby. You can get into it relatively inexpensively. I just bought my daughter a Bounty Hunter Junior, $60 for a metal detector. And they come in all shapes and sizes, from the novice, like I said earlier, to the expert detectors. It's always been, an older generation hobby, retirees and stuff like that. Ironically enough, they say that since the economic downturn that we're looking at a 1,000% increase in metal detector sales with the help of the economy, as well as the shows on television, Savage Family Diggers and American Digger.
When demolition crews start removing sections of the road, that's when West says the real treasure hunt will begin. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.